You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
Well, prayer I like to do.
I like doing this before I see anybody or give a talk. It's a good way of getting rid of the ego. We're here only to be truly helpful. We're here to represent you who sent us. We do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because you who sent us will direct us. We are content to be wherever you wish, knowing that you go there with us. We will be healed as we let you teach us to heal.
That's very beautiful. Thank you. What is the connection between emotional depression and physical illness?
Well, I feel that if we're depressed, there's some part of ourselves that wants something that they're not getting. So there's some kind of goal of getting something. And then when you're not getting what you want, there's a great temptation of that ego part of our mind to want to be unforgiving. So it's my feeling that all stress, and depression is one aspect of that, is a form of hanging on to unforgiving thoughts, hanging on to grievances. If you are really wanting peace of mind for as your only goal, and you're in a consciousness of giving, and you're not judging people or interpreting people's behavior, and you see that your function here in life is to be helpful and be of service to other people, you won't find yourself depressed.
Now help me take that further. When you are depressed, how does it affect your physical health?
A lot of people are depressed and they don't know they are depressed. And they can come out in a lot of different kind of things. Back pain is a very typical one. I've had back problems in my life. And even though it has an organic nature, like a fourth lumbar disc that looks like something's wrong with it, if you see it in the x-ray, I'm aware that when I'm having pain in my back, there's usually someone I haven't forgiven or I've condemned myself. And there's usually some kind of underlying depression that I'm fighting at that point that comes out in my back. In my way of looking at things, I invariably find when I'm having pain and when I begin to deal with that, the pain begins to go away.
How is it that the body registers the pain that we're feeling emotionally?
Well, I believe that the mind controls the body, that all thoughts we have send messages and tell the body what to do. There have been times in my life, however, I thought my mind was in my body and my body was telling my mind what to do. But I really feel that it's our thoughts that determine our reality. Just as a small example, I come from a family, my mother and father. They had maybe about 20 common colds a year. And I found that I had lots of common colds. And my mother used to tell me when I was a kid, if you get in a draft, you're going to get a cold. And I was a very dutiful child, and I believed my mother. And by God, every time I got in a draft, I got a cold. And when I became a physician, I began wondering about some of those things and wondering if I hadn't fallen into a belief system that said, well, I must have something genetically wrong with me. My parents had colds, and so I have colds. And then I wonder what would happen if I really decided that I wasn't going to have so many colds. What would happen to decide if I kind of look at myself and see what's happening with me when I come down with a cold? And maybe there's some stress, maybe there's some emotional aspect that I can look at. And by and large, things began to change very dramatically, and it was very rare that I came down with a cold. So that was a very convincing experience for me to take another look at my belief structure, and I think that's what we need to do. That's what attitudinal healing is really all about, is taking another look at our belief structure. Are we victims in this world? I didn't have anything to do with this. There's a bad God up there that gives me colds from my genetic malfunctioning. Or is it only my thoughts that really harm me? And attitudinal healing is really releasing, learning how to release the negative, guilty, fearful thoughts of the past and allowing the loving thoughts that have always been there to to be experienced both inner and outward. So that's what really attitude and healing is all about. It's based on the premise that it's not people or illness that bothers us, it's our own attitudes and thoughts about those things that bother us.
How about in a case where a person is already in the grips of some physical ailment and they plunge into despair or panic in connection with being sick?
Well, I think when we're out of harmony emotionally, I think more and more evidence is suggesting that our immune system is being affected. When we are staying in harmony with the rhythm of the earth and with each other in a loving way, when we're really feeling that loving energy, when we're being kind to the planet and kind to ourselves and kind to each other and kind to the trees and the forests, there's a different kind of harmony that takes place that allows something to happen. I think when we're out of balance, which might mean that we're being critical of ourselves or holding on to hate or holding on to anger, that causes a disharmony, which can take the form of depression or emotional anger or back pain or whatever you might say, that puts us in a tilt position. And I really believe that that we need to look at that premise that I mentioned earlier, that what would happen if each of us saw distressed as a form of holding on to unforgiving thoughts and began to look at that and began to really have a willingness to forgive and let go of that past. I think all of us would find ourselves feeling much more healthy in our medical way, in a physical way, in a spiritual way, in an emotional way. We'd be happy. It's we're very unhappy when we're depressed because we're feeling empty. We're coming from a scarcity aspect. We're believing that these bodies are real. We don't want to believe that when we're that way that our that what's real in us is our spiritual being, the love, the essence of our being that's always been there. And that's the purpose of the forgiveness process, is to learn to let go of our attachment to bodies. These bodies are just a vehicle for communicating, for me communicating love.
I can imagine, though, that someone listening to these wonderful visions of love and a spiritual being, but who perhaps is lying in bed with cancer or some other chronic illness, would say, "Well, that's great, but here I am stuck in bed, and I'm frustrated, and I'm upset."
Well, there are many. See, the goal of attitude and healing is not to make another person unupset. It's not to take their distress away. It's really not to change them in any way. The goal, the only thing that we really have control over, as far as I can see, is our own attitudes about ourselves. And a person's in bed with cancer, they can be frustrated and angry at the world, or they can turn that around and say, "Well, this is a positive lesson God is having me learn, and I'm going to see something positive out of this." And what might be positive is seeing that everyone comes into my hospital room is fearful because they don't know how to deal with me. Fearful. They may be afraid they're going to say the wrong thing or make me depressed, or maybe they can't change my mood. And, you know, I think one of the best things we can do is accepting people where they are and allowing them to be depressed. And so our goal isn't necessarily to take pain away or take depression away, but it's really giving a person a space to be who they are and what they are and honoring themselves. And then choosing once again, what is it they want to experience? Do they want peace of mind, or is their peace of mind contingent on getting rid of their cancer? If it is, there's a problem, because I don't think we can control form out there in our external world. Or our own bodies, we can't control that form. It's continually changing. We've created a world with our egos, a world that continues changing, so we think it's going to be consistent. It's not.
Is changing one's attitude in a profound way a major factor in recovering from the cancer itself?
I feel that our attitudes are primary in terms of recovery, because if we have a negative attitude about ourselves and about the world, that can interfere with the chemotherapy, with the radiological treatment, and all other kinds of things that one might be undergoing. So, again, that anger is like poison if you hold on to it. I think it creates a toxin that someday we'll find out interferes with our immune system, which allows pathogens that are already there to become virulent. You know, lots of times we find out they're viruses that really aren't bothering us at moments, but when we change our are tuned, then those viruses can really be pathological. And I think as research goes on, we'll find more of that.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.